We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes shy of 7 p.m. You see that they now know exactly who Jack the Ripper was?
No.
Weren't we talking about mass murderers and stuff?
Yeah.
And
they found a shawl from one of his victims, and they were able to check his DNA and say exactly who it was.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And how many kills have they given him? I mean, it was
43.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's less than I thought.
Well, did you hear who it was?
No.
It was Don Rickles.
You know, I was watching The Shakiest Gun in the West just the other day.
That's Don Nuts.
Oh.
Wow. It's a good thing you're leaving, because you're just, you've lost your edge.
You know, I would say that I would rather have it be Don Knotts, actually, than Don Rickles. So.
No, it's a, there were like, I mean, volumes have been written about this. And it's one of those things like the Zodiac Killer where academics come to blows over, no, it's this guy, it's that guy. And I don't have his name, but it's a Polish barber that had always been talked about being him.
Really? Right.
And evidently that's who it was.
Right. Wow. 43. Woo. Man.
Mostly ladies of the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew that.
I remember, I don't think I'm mixing this up, but there was a movie. No, I have to be. There was a movie when I was a kid, and I thought it had something to do with Jack the Ripper. Maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
Anyway, a guy, you may remember this, Mark, a guy was under an elevator, and the elevator comes down, and you just see blood come seeping out onto the floor.
Is that, okay.
And it was the end of the
That's
movie.
That's The Shining.
Shut up. Does that ring a bell?
No.
I was terrified of that so much, and it was pre-4 years old, because I went to my first Cardinals game when I was 4, and I was terrified because they had elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. The way Rach was when we got over here in this building.
Yeah.
Well, I feel, you know, you had never been in a second floor building before.
Hey, look, so we all grow up in our own way, yeah. Mr. Webster.
This new work building is turning me into a worldly young lady, though.
Yeah.
I know how those elevators work now.
Yep.
One time when I was at one of my big law firms, we had two stories in the One City Center building, and we were interviewing young, you know, associates. Whew, boy, this wouldn't go over today. And one of them was of Indian descent. And we were sending him up, me and a couple other guys who interviewed him, sending him upstairs to interview someone else. Mm-hmm. And he was confused because he was like, oh, are you coming with me? Or who do I ask for? And,
right.
And so he stood there and kind of looked kind of weird and stopped the door from closing. And the guy with me, who was kind of an ass anyway, goes, oh, don't worry. Magic box, no takey your soul.
Whoa.
And in 1993, the guy was just like, oh, funny,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine saying that now to somebody?
That would have been his law firm at that point.
Yeah.
He would have owned the joint.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you lawyers, man, quite the wits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Known for that.
Magic boxing.
Do you see the iPhone 11? Have you checked this out, Rach?
No.
The iPhone 11, it's sort of like when you have a new vehicle coming out, and they just like, oh, we've spied the new Bronco,
right.
Whatever.
They always find one in a bathroom somewhere.
Right. Supposedly, the big deal is it's going to be foldable.
Really?
Literally foldable.
Wow.
They have another phone like that out on the market right now. When I sold phones in like 2010, there was a foldable, it was called the Mystic or the Mystique, and it was the worst touchscreen phone ever. But it was like double-sided with a hinge, and you could fold it, and you had to like slam on it to get any of the touchscreen to work.
This is supposedly just like futuristic.
Yeah. I was going to say, Fern's got a fold, but she's got a flip
phone. It's called a flip phone.
And it just... Plus, it's a jitterbug, so it's got that going for it.
Can you fold it like a couple of times, or is it?
All I've seen is folded over once,
like a notebook, like a laptop notebook, like
except that there's no hinge.
Okay. Wow.
That's the deal, is it's just, you can just fold the screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm sure it'll be, what, maybe $190, $200 when it comes
out? Yeah. Very affordable.
Can you fold it into a paper football?
All right.
Fun facts?
Sure.
Oh. How perfect is this for you two fools? The green bean casserole was created in, we'll do a fill in the blank.
What year?
Mm-hmm.
1820.
There's a real Rachel Zimmerman.
Yep. I'd say
5000 BC.
That's right. I'll go 1938.
1955.
Okay.
By a woman named Dorcas Riley.
Dorcas!
Who worked at Campbell's Soup.
Mm-hmm.
It was to help sell cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
And it was such a success that she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2002.
Did she put the crispy onions on it?
I would guess.
Hope. It's just not,
I mean, it's
the
not
same.
The same without it.
Yeah,
it
then
not,
it's just soup and beans.
Yeah.
I should be getting my induction to the Inventors Hall of Fame any day now.
For Spanx or what was the net lead?
Foxpaw.
Foxpaw. That's right. Yeah. There's that.
Hey!
Well, no, there was another one you did last week. Last week, didn't you get all pissed off? Somebody took something else from you? Remember, Rach, we were talking,
yeah,
you said he lost.
Yeah, but this is a real one I did.
I don't know, like airplanes or something.
See,
I don't know.
For Foxpaw, someone out there is going, oh, I should have had that idea, but they didn't.
Nope.
When the first grocery store opened in the USN, let's keep playing the game. What year?
The what?
First grocery store.
1835. Oh, I guess, grocery, yeah, because it wouldn't be like a general store like on Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Hold on, let me rephrase
it. Okay.
1952.
I'll go 1927.
16.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The average total at checkout was how much money?
16 cents.
$7,500,000. Now, I'll go with, average checkout, 1916, $1.05.
96 cents.
That's pricey.
I'm pretty good at that.
Whenever I was reading the Little House on the Prairie books as a child, you could buy like a plot of land for a dollar. It was crazy.
And that's where the first Radio Shack went up, on that $1 plot of land.
Pa, can I get a remote control car?
Laura?
What do you think? We have 8 cents?
Yeah. Go mind the sheep.
Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer without going to law school.
That's
what I want to do.
You can still do it, right?
I don't think so.
No, Dave, I was asking Dave about that.
Yeah, Rach asked me that.
So if you pass the law exam?
You mean the bar? That's what it used to be.
Really?
I'm pretty sure now you have to graduate from an accredited law school.
Yeah.
But don't do that. Oh,
sorry, I forgot. Yeah,
it's one of my things.
Oh, yeah.
When someone makes a raspberry, I feel it in my tongue.
Oh. I thought he was going to.
Plus, I'm the world's worst raspberry doer.
Right. Try.
Like, you're good. You do it. See, that's the way it's supposed.
Yeah.
It's kind of fat.
Yep.
And you know, there's creaminess to it.
Ugh.
You ready for this?
No, I'm never doing it again.
Here it comes. That's all I can do.
That was terrible.
You sound like a seal.
I can't. Yeah. I can't. I can't make it fat and wet.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Can you whistle both ways?
No. I can only suck in.
Yep.
I can't really suck in, but I can blow out.
Yeah. And then
someone's going to isolate that. What the hell is
that?
Oh,
that's close between his teeth.
That's creepy.
Give me that fish.
Is that what you're doing?
That's all I ever do. I walk around everywhere singing, give me that fish.
Who do we hate more? Neil deGrasse Tyson or Mama June?
Mama June.
Mama June.
Hot, not, or hot? She's
I
in a
hate
pot,
that
or
from not
is?
To hot.
That's
she's
it.
Not hot
no,
now. She's
is,
just less not.
Yeah, there's
somebody's
less of her, but
jealous.
there's still plenty of her to go around.
Well,
she
don't
ain't
worry.
Svelte, let's put it that way.
Mama June and her boyfriend, Gino Doak,
who I'm pretty sure is a pedophile,
okay,
were busted at an Alabama gas station with crack and drug paraphernalia. They originally called them because the two of them were having a violent fight.
Oh.
From not to hot.
Yeah. I thought they were like busted for having little Debbie Pies on them or something like that. When was this? This is just
recently.
Wow, because they're just starting to run promos for that stupid.
Oh, is there a new show?
It'll probably be better. I mean, it'll do better.
Oh, absolutely.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson, it went the other way for him. They finished their investigation of whether he was being creepy to women,
uh-huh,
and he is going back onto Cosmos.
Oh, okay.
Well, the investigation was whether or not he was doing something wrong. It's not necessarily wrong to be creepy. He got called out on, like, the whole tattoo thing. That's creepy, but it's not a reason to lose your job.
Yeah.
It is a reason for people to point and laugh and say, wow, you're being creepy. You should cut that out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.